but seemed to come from someone else. Was he really willing to murder a man in cold blood, just so he could keep on gambling? An image of his grandmother's scowling countenance was branded into his conscience. No way could he go to her and beg for another loan, not after he stole from her, not after he promised to stop gambling. He had to handle this on his own. Once his luck returned, he would never get into this kind of trouble again. He'd make sure of that.
"Are you just going to stand there?"
Grant said.
"No, I'm going."
Stedman clutched the gun tightly, and it shook in his hand.
"Good. You've got until midnight. If you involve me in any way, I will come after you."
"Don't threaten me, Grant. I'm not the enemy."
"Let's make sure we keep it that way. Call me when it's done." Just say, I ordered the pizza, and hang up. Don't say anything else. And we're never to speak of this to anyone, under any circumstances. Walk away and forget it."
So that was it? Just kill the guy, pitch the gun, and get back to playing cards? He studied Grant's cold gray eyes and stony expression. How many times had he sat across the poker table from this guy, searching his face for any hint of the cards he held, yet missing the evil motives crouching in his heart?
"What are you staring at?" Grant said.
"Nothing."
He turned to go, and Grant grabbed his shirt.
"Listen to me. If it makes any difference, there's a greater good at stake here."
"Like what?"
"Like the person who'll be hurt the most deserves it. And more. You'll be doing a lot of people a huge favor."
"What about the poor sucker I'm about to put a bullet in?"
"Do it right, and he won't know what hit him. For once, his old man will be powerless. Be sure to follow the story on the news. It's going to be sweet."
"I'm going to kill somebody's kid?" Stedman turned his back on Grant and trudged down the hill toward his pickup, his boots feeling as if they were made of lead. Had he actually agreed to do the unthinkable, just so he could stay in the game? Father David's words came rushing back to him. "Your gambling's an addiction, son. Get help before they own you." He kicked a rock and sent it sailing. Too late for that. Chapter 1 Drew Langley jumped at the loud thud upstairs and resisted the temptation to bang on the wall and dispel the roaring laughter that followed. Was he the only student in the apartment building still studying for finals? A warm breeze rattled the blinds, and he closed his eyes, inhaling the intoxicating fragrance of magnolia blossoms wafting from the south campus of Stanton College. It took every ounce of discipline he could muster not to close his books and give in to the lure of spring. He heard rubber soles on the hardwood floor and lifted his gaze as his roommate came to a quick stop in front of the mirror over the worn living room sofa. Tal Davison wet his fingers and smoothed his hair.
"I see you're still studying. I guess that means you're not coming?"
"To what? I thought you had a date."
"Why do you make me tell you everything twice? You're worse than my grandmother."
Drew put down his pencil.
"Sorry, I've been focused on other things. Tell me again, I'm listening."
Tal came and stood in the doorway of Drew's bedroom, his arms folded across his chest.
"I'm going over to Henry's for a junk food buffet and beer. You're invited."
"Thanks, but I really need to study for my English lit final. It's next week, and I've got chapters of catching up to do."
"Suit yourself. I'm brain dead. I couldn't learn another thing if you paid me."
Tal started to go, and then stopped.
"Listen, thanks again for letting me move in here for the last few weeks. It's nice sharing an apartment that doesn't reek of marijuana. I hope I haven't been as big a pain as your other roommate."
He shot Drew a half smile. Drew leaned back and folded his arms.
"Hey, not at all, man. I hope you don't think I've been ignoring you. It's just I have to keep up the grades. No 4.0, no scholarship. There's no way I can afford to attend Stanton without it."
"I don't have a rich father footing the bill."
"Doesn't it cramp your style to go to college in Sophie Trace? Your parents are pretty close by, aren't they?
Thanks to the scholarship, I can live off campus."